Welcome back to the deep dive. Have you ever, launched a website and then just wondered, okay, how do I actually get people to find this thing? It feels like shouting into the void sometimes.
Oh, absolutely. It's a common frustration.
Well, today's deep dive is for you. We're going to cut through some of that confusion and try to demystify one of the really critical parts of being online today, search engine optimization, SEO.
That acronym everyone hears about.
Exactly. And our main source for this is a really helpful piece from Austin Code Monkey called What is SEO in Internet Marketing? So our mission today isn't just to give you a definition of SEO. We want to unpack why it's so fundamental for, well, pretty much any internet marketing and give you a clearer picture of the main parts involved.
Yeah. And it's not just for the big marketing pros.
No, definitely not. It's for anyone with something online, a local shop wanting customers, a blogger wanting readers, anyone really.
Indeed. And SEO often gets this reputation, doesn't it? Like it's some kind of dark art full of confusing tech speak. But really, at its core, it's much simpler. It's about making real connections, connecting people, searching for something with the information or the services they actually need. And what I find fascinating is how all these different bits, technical code, good writing, local details, how they all kind of come together.
Right.
To build this powerful, almost self-running engine for organic growth. We'll look at how doing this strategically can seriously boost your online presence and, importantly, hit your goals.
Okay, let's dive in then. A lot of people, when they hear SEO, they still just think Google rankings, getting right to number one. Is that thinking too narrow now? What's the bigger picture?
That's a really important question, actually.
Yeah.
Because SEO has definitely grown beyond just ranking higher.
Huh?
Fundamentally, yes, it is the practice of optimizing your site to show up prominently in search results. That's the URPs, as we call it.
Right, the results pages.
But the strategic goal now is much bigger. It's about trying to, dominate the searches that matter to you, driving really relevant organic traffic people who are actually looking for what you offer. It's also about building solid brand credibility and ultimately turning those visitors into customers or leads, boosting conversions.
So it's not just being found.
No, it's about being found at exactly the right moment when someone is actively searching for a solution and boom, there you are. You want to be that solution they find.
Okay, that shift in perspective is really key. From just being visible to being the actual answer. So if someone listening is thinking, all right, I get the goal, it sounds important, but where on earth do I start? Our source mentioned several key strategies. Let's break those down a bit more. What are the core mechanics, really?
Absolutely. And it's crucial to see these not as separate tasks, but as interconnected pieces of one big strategy. They all work together. So first up, we have local SEO. Now, this isn't some small niche thing. For any business that serves a particular town or region, it's absolutely vital.
Like plumbers, coffee shops, dentists.
Exactly. Think about it. Someone who pulls out their phone, types best pizza near me or emergency plumber Austin. You need to be the result they see. This means optimizing those directory listings. Google My Business is huge, obviously, but also Yelp, maybe industry-specific directories too.
Yay.
It also involves weaving location-based keywords naturally into your website content. And this is critical, keeping your NAP details, that's name, address, phone number, consistent. Absolutely identical everywhere online.
Why is that so important? Consistency.
Because inconsistencies, even small ones, confuse search engines and potential customers. It just makes it harder for local search to trust your information and show you prominently. Okay, next. Content writing and keyword research. The key thing here, which sometimes gets missed, is that keyword research today isn't just finding popular words.
It's more nuanced.
Much more. It's about understanding the intent behind the search. What does the person actually want when they type that phrase? Are they looking to buy something right now? Are they just researching options, trying to learn how to do something?
Okay. Intent.
Precisely. Once you understand the intent behind your target keywords, then you create content. High quality, genuinely helpful, engaging stuff that naturally incorporates those keywords. The goal is usefulness. Because if people find it useful, they stay longer on your page. That's dwell time.
And search engines notice that.
They do. It's a strong signal that your content is good quality and relevant. It's about real value, not just stuffing keywords in, which thankfully doesn't really work anymore anyway. There we have technical SEO. This is the stuff that happens sort of behind the curtain, but it's essential. Make sure your site is easy for both people and search engine bots to use and understand.
Bots. like the Google crawlers.
Exactly. Things like page load speed. Nobody waits for a slow website, right? So optimizing speed is huge.
Definitely not.
Making sure your site works perfectly on mobile phones. That's mobile responsiveness. Implementing structured data, sometimes called schema markup.
What's that, briefly?
It's like adding little labels to your code that tell search engines exactly what type of content is on the page. Is it a recipe? An event? A product review? This helps them show richer results, like star ratings or cooking times, right in the search listing.
Oh, right. I see those.
And just generally keeping your website code clean and error-free, making sure the bots can crawl your site easily without getting stuck. You need a solid technical base. Otherwise, even amazing content might struggle to get seen. Okay, then there's on-page SEO. This is about optimizing the individual pages themselves, making sure everything on the page clearly communicates what it's about.
To people and to Google.
Both, exactly. We're talking page titles, the blue link you click in search results, headings within the content, and those meta descriptions.
The little summary text under the blue link.
Yep. That needs to be compelling. It's your mini advertisement in the search results, convincing people to click your link instead of someone else's. Internal linking is also part of this linking-related pages within your own site. It helps users navigate and helps spread authority around your website. Good on-page optimization really boosts a page's chance of ranking for its specific topic. And finally, link building. This is about earning links from other websites to your website. High-quality backlinks.
Why are those links important?
Think of them like votes of confidence. If a reputable, authoritative website links to your content, it signals to search engines that your site is also credible and trustworthy. The key here is quality and relevance, not just getting loads of random links. And our source points out that combining link-building efforts with creating really great shareable content, like blog posts, works really well. Good content naturally attracts those valuable links over time.
That breakdown makes it much clearer how these pieces fit together. It's not just one thing. But, you know, with paid ads giving instant results and social media being so immediate, why should businesses still invest heavily in SEO? Our source calls it critical for inbound marketing, but it often feels slower. What's the payoff?
That's a fair challenge. Paid ads absolutely give you that instant visibility.
Yeah.
But, well, the tap turns off the second you stop paying, right?
Right. Budget gone, visibility gone.
Exactly. SEO offers unique long-term advantages. First, just increased visibility and traffic that actually grows over time. As you rank higher organically, you get a consistent stream of essentially free traffic. And yeah, we know most people don't click past the first page of Google. If you're not there for relevant searches, you're practically invisible online to a huge chunk of potential customers.
It's true.
Second, and this is huge, SEO builds credibility and trust. People generally trust organic results more than paid ads. There's a perception that you've earned that top spot because Google thinks you're the best, most relevant answer.
Rather than just paying to be there.
Precisely. Google itself is increasingly focused on EAT expertise, authoritativeness, and trustworthiness, especially for topics that affect people's lives or finances. You can't really buy that kind of trust. It's an asset. Third, it's genuinely cost-effective, sustainable growth. Yes, SEO takes time and consistent effort up front, but you're building a digital asset.
An asset? How so?
Well, unlike an ad campaign that ends, your optimized content and rankings continue to attract traffic and generate leads long after the initial work is done. The return on investment over the long term could be fantastic. And finally, good SEO naturally leads to a better user experience. You're pushed to make your site fast, easy to use on mobile, with clear navigation and valuable content.
Which keeps visitors happy.
Exactly. Happy users stay longer, interact more, and are more likely to convert. And guess what? Search engines reward sites that provide a great user experience. It becomes this positive feedback loop. Better UX, better rankings, more happy users.
Okay, that paints a really compelling picture for why SEO is still so vital long term. So for listeners thinking, okay, I'm sold, I need to do this, our source gives a kind of roadmap. How can someone practically integrate SEO into their marketing? What are the steps?
Yeah, the roadmap is great because it breaks it down logically. First step, always. Define your goals. Before you touch anything technical, get crystal clear on what you actually want SEO to achieve for you.
Like more local foot traffic or online sales nationwide.
Exactly. Are you local or national?
Mm-hmm.
Are you aiming for leads, direct sales, just building brand awareness? Your goals dictate the entire strategy. Second, conduct keyword and audit research. This is twofold. You need to discover the actual words and phrases your target audience uses when they search online.
Find out what they're typing into Google.
Yep. And then you need to audit your own website. Where does it stand right now? Are there technical problems? Is the content weak? What needs fixing? This gives you a baseline. Third step, create quality content. Based on your keyword research and understanding user intent, focus on creating content that genuinely solves problems or answers questions for your audience. Weave those keywords in naturally. Remember, EAT, expertise, authoritativeness, trustworthiness.
Value first.
Always. Fourth, optimize your site. Now, you implement the technical and on-page stuff we talked about. Fix site speed, ensure mobile friendliness, write compelling titles and descriptions, improve internal linking, all that jazz. Fifth is build authority. This is where you actively work on earning those high-quality backlinks from other respected sites. And especially for local businesses, making sure your business name, address, and phone number are listed consistently and accurately everywhere online, those local citations. And the final crucial step, monitor and iterate. SEO is never done. It's an ongoing process.
Because search engines keep changing things.
Constantly. You have to track your rankings, your traffic, your conversions. See what's working, what's not. Be ready to adapt your strategy based on the data and algorithm updates. Continuous improvement is the name of the game for lasting success.
That's a really clear, actionable plan. Now, the source specifically mentioned Austin Code Monkey using explainer videos as part of their services. How do videos fit into this whole SEO picture? Feels a bit different.
That's a great point, and it connects back beautifully to content and user experience. Explainer videos are super engaging, right? A good way to quickly show people what you do.
Yeah, much easier than reading sometimes.
Exactly. From an SEO standpoint, they help a lot by increasing dwell time. If people stay on your page longer to watch a video, that signals to Google that your page is engaging and valuable.
Ah, okay. Keeps them on the page.
Right. Plus, videos are highly shareable content. People might share them on social media, or other sites might even embed them. This can lead to more visibility, more social signals, and potentially even more backlinks over time. So yeah, video can definitely be a powerful part of an SEO strategy.
So, pulling this all together, what does this mean for you listening? Whether you're running a local cafe, a national e-commerce store, or you're just trying to get your blog noticed, this deep dive really shows that SEO isn't just, you know, fiddling with keywords. It's a whole strategic approach. It combines creating genuinely useful content, making sure your website works flawlessly technically, optimizing every page, focusing on local signals if that's relevant, and building real authority through links. It's about building something solid online.
Precisely. When you do it right, it's not just about getting found. It's about turning your website into a consistent, reliable source of leads or customers that grows steadily over time. You're building lasting credibility with search engines, yes, but more importantly, with your actual audience.
Yeah.
And you're meeting them right where they are when they're actively looking for help. It really is an investment that keeps delivering.
A really powerful idea for anyone wanting to make a real impact online. Well, thank you for joining us on this deep dive.
My pleasure. And maybe a final thought for you, our listener, to chew on. We know search algorithms are changing incredibly fast, bringing in more AI, more machine learning. So thinking ahead, how can you or your business stay agile? How do you prepare to stay relevant?
Austin Code Monkey delivers expert web design and SEO services for businesses that want more calls, more leads, and more jobs. Our SEO strategies ensure your online presence keeps growing and bringing in results. For more information, call 737-932-7532 or visit our website at austincodemonkey.com.